This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Protesters against the Myanmar takeover carried homemade shields and moved with caution and agility, adapting their tactics to the escalating violence from security forces not reluctant to use lethal force. In Mandalay, about 1,000 demonstrators marched for just a few minutes before dispersing to avoid a possible confrontation with police. Meanwhile, riot police in Myanmar's Dawei fired tear gas to break up a march by anti-coup protesters Wednesday, forcing them to disperse and hide. There were also reports of the use of rubber bullets. Leading organizer of protest action in the small southern city, a member of Aung San Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy, was also arrested Wednesday morning, according to the local newspaper. Myanmar has been roiled by protests and other acts of civil disobedience since the February 1st coup that toppled the elected leader Suu Kyi's government just as it was to start its second term. The coup, which has resulted in at least 60 civilian deaths, reversed years of slow progress toward democracy in the Southeast Asian nation after five decades of military rule. In countries with historic ties to Britain, allegations of Prince Harry and Meghan about racism within the royal family have raised questions about whether those nations want to be closely connected to Britain anymore. It was expected that the interview would expose more rifts in the royal family, but now it seems to be risking divisions within the family of the Commonwealth, an association of 54 countries, most of them former British colonies held together by historic ties. Former Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull portrayed the interview as another reason to sever its ties with Britain. This is VOA News. Mexico has just made a huge bet on Chinese vaccines without making public any real information about the efficacy. A foreign relations secretary said Tuesday that the Mexican government signed contracts for 12 million doses of the yet unapproved Sinopharm vaccine and a total of 20 million doses of the CoronaVac dose made by China Sinovac. A total of 32 million doses, plus at least 4 million doses of another shot, would dwarf the estimated 5 million vaccines that Mexico acquired from other sources. However, the office has repeatedly refused to answer questions about of the Chinese shots. Japan has decided to stage this summer's Tokyo Olympics and Paralympics without overseas spectators, due to concern among the Japanese public about COVID-19. That's according to Kyoto News Agency. The Olympics, postponed by a year because of COVID-19, are now scheduled for July 23rd to August 8th, and then the Paralympics from August 24th to September 5th. Kyoto said that the government had concluded that welcoming fans from abroad would not be possible given public concern about the coronavirus and the detection of more contagious variants in many countries. The opening ceremony of the torch relay would also be held without spectators. Jury selection opens again for the second day in the trial of a former Minneapolis police officer charged in George Floyd's death last May. Derek Chauvin faces second-degree murder and manslaughter charges. Several potential jurors were dismissed Tuesday, including some who said that they wouldn't be able to set aside their strong views about the case. A widely seen bystander video of Floyd's arrest last May recorded his repeated pleas that he could not breathe while Chauvin pressed his knee into his neck. Jury selection is proceeding even as potential appellate court rulings could halt the trial. That matter involves the state's desire to add a third degree or higher charge against Chauvin. And Thai Prime Minister Prayuth Chan-o-cha on Tuesday sprayed hand sanitizer on journalists to avert answering questions on the latest cabinet reshuffle after three former ministers were stripped of cabinet posts last month. The incident happened at a news conference following a weekly cabinet meeting at the government house. Journalists are seen on video trying to shield their faces as the prime minister sprays them with sanitizer. Youth continues to spray the members of the media as he walks away. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.